Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, coming to you from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios, of course, located on Broadway. You know, we're just a couple of blocks away from a strip bar. And the reason why I bring up the strip bar is because last night, Anthony Joshua, the former heavyweight champion of the world, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist, was stripped of a lot more than his title belts. He was stripped of his pride, his dignity, and guess what? He exposed himself as a guy who lacks intestinal fortitude. I saw the body language in this guy. He's not a boxer. He's not a fighter. He's what Hector Martinez long for years talked about in boxing these days. They aren't boxers per se. They aren't fighters per se. They're conditioned, well-conditioned athletes turned into fighters. They're not born fighters. They were converted into fighters. You just can't do that. I think you got to sort of be born into it. Something about your ability to fight has got to go back a long ways in your soul in order to bring it to the top. This is just the way I think about it. At the end of the day, we will have a great show this hour. Of course, this is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Some of you are joining us for the second hour, didn't join us for hour number one. Of course, hour number one starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This hour, we'll talk boxing, mixed martial arts. We'll hear from the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali. My buddy, my client. Can I say that? I worked for him. So I was his client. Listen, of all the times I've had in my life, and you know, I've had a glorious life, man, a lot of decades, a lot of countries, 34 countries, nothing ever equaled the time I spent with Muhammad Ali. Next up, we'll talk some boxing here from Ali. Johnny Sigg joins us at 22 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live, baby, on Sports Byline.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app today.
I was looking for a better way to check in on our house while I was at work, and a friend recommended Blink. I was skeptical, but decided to give it a shot, and I bought a Blink camera system. With our last security system,
false alarms, wires everywhere, and monthly fees we couldn't get out of.
My bad, but our Blink system is different. They're motion-activated cameras that work inside and outside. They're wire-free, easy to set up, and they run on two lithium batteries that last up to 2 years.
Total peace of mind. And Blink camera system started under $80 with no subscriptions.
We were on vacation, and I got an alert on my smartphone that motion was detected at our front door. I checked my Blink app, and I saw it was just my cool new device being delivered.
Hey, we agreed no new devices except Blink.
Just kidding. Not kidding.
With Blink camera systems starting under $80, home security just got easier. Go to BlinkProtect.com/secure. 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 Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Okay, I'll take it. Bottom line is he was born January 17, 1942. I'm talking about the young man born to Odessa and Cassius Clay Sr. in Louisville, Kentucky. Of course, went on to win the Olympic gold medal in 1960, not as a heavyweight, as a light heavyweight, as a lean guy weighing about 174 pounds. Of course, a little light in the sack when he, as far as weight was concerned, when he became a heavyweight. But at that point in time, heavyweights in the early 1960s were about 210 or 215 pounds. So Ali didn't have much size discrepancy as he grew into the heavyweight division. But obviously, Ali's been known for his antics, both in and outside the ring. Here he explains why he is Muhammad Ali.
Are you the fighter that you were 3 years ago?
I think I'm going back
I
to
I got something to say, please.
Let really
stop.
Let him say.
Now,
if I tell you that I'm 3 years younger, then I'd probably be telling you a lie, which it would be. Yeah. But I feel like I can go back to the things I've been doing. And for the last 8 weeks, 9 weeks, I've been doing it, and I feel good. I got my weight under control. I don't have to use no rubber jacket or pants. Only thing I do now is just run with some weights and heavy boots.
You don't need
my
that
music.
Rubber shirt that
no,
you
I don't need that anymore because I got it now where I control it. I'm between 210 and 208, and that shouldn't be no problem. I'm only working now off my own strength. You know, I don't need nothing to
there is one,
take away out of me.
There's one big difference, though, and that is age. I mean, you have the same size neck, you have the same size biceps, but you're how old?
I'm 30.
And you're 32.
Yep, but he's older than me, though.
Dirty old man.
He's older than me. The way he fights and the licks he take and his style makes him older than me.
Oh, man. Now tell me, what can you do?
Oh,
I can't.
Man.
Go ahead. I'm waiting on you.
What can I do you can't do?
I'll tell you something we haven't mentioned here. During that film, you distinctly, there was reference to your calling him Clay. And you know,
he just says that to agitate me. He's a nice man. He say that because it used to make me mad, but it don't no more.
Oh, doesn't
see
it?
The press now. Everybody calls me Ali. The press call me Ali. You call me Ali. The Ku Klux Klan even call me Ali. So now you know a brother still calling me Clay. He really ain't no Uncle Tom. He's just doing that to make me mad. And I don't pay no attention to it no more. Like things that I used to do to make him mad, he's admitting it don't get to him no more. At things that make other people, he's catching on to a few things, so I got to come from another angle. So he don't make me mad calling me Clay.
Because he
knows what it is. He just want to say that.
All
hoping,
right.
Huh? What's the
you
point?
You sound good. I'm going to give you an A for that.
Can't make me mad. I don't get mad at you for that.
What's the point of insulting each other, though? I mean, you insult everybody you fight.
Well, what's the point of insulting each other?
That's right.
The garden is sold out, that's why.
mean this whole thing is...
I thought you had more intelligence. This is a big man in London. You all don't know him like Johnny Carson ain't no big thing in London. Dick Cavett ain't nothing in London. So, look, in London, this is the Johnny Carson. Every night, Mac Parkinson, everybody know him. I was on this show once, and how many times did you run that show? It was so good. About four or five times?
Four or five times.
They run the same show, an hour debate on religion, race, draft, boxing, on everything. They ran
times.
That show four or five times.
They probably had to until people could understand
and I
you.
Thought you were more... And you seemed...
Help
you
me.
Seemed, listen, you seemed... You seemed so intelligent that night.
28.
Why would you ask a question like that over here in this country?
I'm going to sue you for that crack about Johnny Carson.
What crack?
About me being bothered...
You're the Johnny
Carson.
What I mean is not that you look like him or you act, but you are the man over there that everybody know, right?
I'd rather be called the Dick Cabot.
The Dick Cavett. Mm. Oh, well, you're the Dick Cavett.
That's an interview. Yeah.
There's an interview. I'll join you in a class seat.
Then you get on going.
What can I say? The greatest, Muhammad Ali. Just sort of telling it like this. Joe was there. Joe called him Clay. Ali sort of turned it back on him. It doesn't get me mad anymore. It doesn't get me mad anymore. It still got him mad. Believe me, it still got him mad. But at the end of the day, they were partners, sort of. I mean, towards when the clock was winding down on both men, of course, Joe Frazier first and Muhammad Ali about 2 years ago, they sort of reconciled and they got together and they did a couple of videos together and it sort of made me cry because they both sort of were crying themselves talking about, of course, the first fight. Wow. March 8th, 1971. The biggest fight of all time, without a doubt. I mean, you could talk about Tyson fights and De La Hoya fights and... I mean, Hagler fights or nothing was quite like a Muhammad Ali fight. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And that Joe Frazier fight, the entire world came to a stop. I kid you not, the entire world came to a stop. Nobody was on the streets that night. Everybody was either listening to a radio or watching it on closed circuit television because back in the days there wasn't pay-per-view at home. I mean, you people that watch TV and boxing at home, say, hey, let's watch the fight tonight. Yeah, well, it didn't used to be that way. You had to go, like, down to your movie theater or to a gymnasium where they were showing these fights on a big screen. They called it closed-circuit television. I mean, that's the way fights were shown. Of course, Ali, wow, was the king of closed-circuit TV, no doubt about that. And had he had his world, had his day in the world of pay-per-view, of course, he'd been the king of that. But when you look back at the rivalry of these two guys, as I said, they loved each other in, but it was probably one of the greatest rivalries of all time. The first fight, March 8th, 1971, what can I say about that fight other than it went 15 rounds? I thought Muhammad Ali won. Larry Merchant and I both think that Muhammad Ali won that fight. We thought he won far more rounds than Joe Frazier did. Joe Frazier won the 12th round convincingly, the 12th or the 11th, when he sort of hurt Ali. I mean, he had Ali rumbling, stumbling all over the place. He had Ali really, really hurt. If you think Ali was hurt in the 15th round when he got knocked down with that epic left hook, not as much as he was earlier in that 11th or that 12th round. Whatever the end of that round was, man, he was ready to go. I mean, like going to another time zone. But he battled back, and then when he got off the deck in the 15th round, he came back and he was throwing shots at Joe Frazier. So you can never take away the heart and the ability of Muhammad Ali. Eventually, Father Time took care of Muhammad Ali. Of course, October the 3rd, 1980, what can I say? I was there. I witnessed the weigh-in. He weighed 217 and a half pounds. We said, you know, light, maybe even Angelo thought this. Maybe light isn't right. He was 38 years old. He had been off 2 years. The last time he fought was against a novice by the name of Leon Neon Spinks. Of course, Leon Neon, we talked about him before on yesterday's show, the Saturday edition, how his wife beat him over the head with a frying pan. So if you think he's punch drunk, it's not from boxing, it's from domestic violence, being the victim of domestic violence. I kid you not. Anyway, the bottom line is Ali lost to Spinks, came back and beat Spinks, retired, then came back and fought Larry Holmes. Of course, got destroyed. Didn't win a minute of a round against Larry Holmes, and Larry really didn't step on the gas. He really didn't. I thought Larry took care of Muhammad Ali that night. I really did. People say, how can you say that? He beat on him for like 9.5 or 10 rounds. But he didn't beat on him with the severity in which he could have because Ali was just like a sitting duck that night. He was just an old man. He was slow. He was ready to go. And at the end of the day, of course, he would fight once more against Trevor Burbick a year later. I think it would go, and that wasn't Jamaica. It was one of those countries over there in the Caribbean. and he would lose a 10-round decision to Trevor Burbick and call it a career. That was 1981. You know, and that fight was a little sad to watch. I think that was one of the early days of home pay-per-view. We watched that on some Channel 14 here in San Francisco. You had to pay like $6 a month to watch early versions of pay-per-view. But Ali, that was it. I mean, he had to walk away from boxing. Soon thereafter, the Parkinson's took over, started to take over. And by the time I spent a lot of time with him in the 1990s, although he wasn't the guy he once was, he was still sharp and articulate enough to point things out and to converse and, you know, go back and forth. And, I mean, just being around him. And people say, you know, well, Pete, he doesn't speak in a whole lot. He didn't have to speak a lot. He was one of the greatest orators of all time. He was a man that could say a few words and make it sound like a paragraph. That's just the way he was. Or, I mean, he really could. He could sit there and make a few sentences into a book. I think, like, John Signorello is coming up in a minute, said, anybody he touched, he made him a better person. I think he did, except for the guys he beat on. Sorry, guys. Well, you know, you became a star. You got whooped on by Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time. The greatest. Gone now 2 years. God rest his soul. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The studio text line. You can text us, 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. And I got a couple hot texts here. Wow, how about this one? This is sort of cold, man. This is a cold one. Came from Hector Martinez. I guess you guys know who that is, Durant's ex-manager. He said, the next move is that Anthony Joshua's girlfriend, who's formerly Amir Khan's wife, has now left him, and take that back, well, hasn't left him, but she was seen texting Andy Ruiz last night. Any merit to that? We'll find out after the break when I bring in Johnny Signorella. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Play when Howard Cosell and everybody is calling Muhammad Ali, then why you gotta be one of all people who's color to keep saying Cassius Clay? My name is Muhammad Ali, and you will announce it right there in the center of that ring after the fight if you don't do it now.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
If you give me enough money, I'll fight my own mother.
Paul Malignaggi, the current Showtime boxing announcer, of course, great announcer, no doubt about that. He broke in on this show as the former United States Golden Glove champion of Brooklyn, New York. I broke him in. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you the truth. And the reason why I say that is I said, you know, in a few years from now, you won't be with me anymore. You'll be broadcasting by yourself. And he chuckled about that. And, of course, he became one of boxing's better color commentators. Now he's saying he's going to fight a guy by the name of Artem Lobov in a bare-knuckle fight. And get this, according to a report yesterday at BJPenn.com, he said he would spit and even urinate on the Russian MMA fighter's mother. John Signorella, what's going on with Paulie Malignaggi? Is he insane, or are the punches catching up with him?
I tell you what, he's a great commentator, a great boxing mind, very intelligent. I listen to his podcast weekly. These things make him look very ignorant. I don't like that we're crossing lines nowadays, people, and talking about people's mothers and wives and spitting on people and urinating on them and whatnot. Let's just fight. You know, let's show a little bit of class. I understand that you're trying to sell the fight and all that comes along with it. And I like it, man. I like when people act the fool a little bit. But, man, this is getting really personal. And I tell you what, man, this is a bare knuckles fight. I don't know if you saw Lobov's last fight, but he looked pretty good. I mean, it was a war. Afterwards, he didn't look so great because his face was all busted up. He's a tough dude. And as we know, Paulie doesn't really hit that hard and has very brittle hands. Again, guys, bare knuckle boxing. Paulie's really feeling himself, and I respect him. I've met him a couple times. Great dude. Funny. Right? He's been on the show many times. I used to love when we had him on the show, you know, talking about he'll fight his own mother if he gets paid $1 million, right? Amazing quote, which I believe was on Ring Talk. But I think he's a little crazy here talking all this smack because he'll have to eat massive crow if he doesn't, in fact, knock this guy out.
You know, I used to call his house and his mother spoke Italian. She would answer the phone and you would hear an Italian call him and things like that. So it was really a touching moment back in the late 1990s, early part of the century, when Paulie Malignaggi made the transformation from amateur, United States Golden Glove champion, of course, to professional. But as a pro, you're right. Hasn't knocked out too many people, and 8 knockouts, I think, in like 40 fights is sort of indicative of a guy that can't punch very hard. And, of course, he's been knocked out far or stopped 5 times himself. But he's fighting a bare-knuckle type of thing. And my question to you is, the guy just got busted up like about 5 or 6 or 7 mm-hmm. weeks ago, this Lobov guy. So, I mean, how can he fight again under such short notice?
I think that's what Paulie's banking on. That's a great question, is to get him back in there as quick as he is and start opening up those cuts, the scar tissue, expose it. And, you know, Paulie's got fast hands. I always liked him as a boxer. And Paulie has a great chin, I will say that. Man, if he had power, I think he would have been one of the better fighters of my generation coming up. I mean, you know, let's face facts. I'm originally from the East Coast. I'm Italian. I love Paulie Malignaggi.
Yeah, I knew you were whack. I knew you were about to wax. I'm glad you clarified that because I was going to wax you on that one. Go on.
Of course, I got to mention that. I look the same way about Arturo Gatti. But the thing about Gatti was he was explosive with his power.
Okay, here's what. Time out. Did Gatti kill himself or did his wife kill him? What? Yes. Here give it to me.
I think he was murdered. personally, I think he was murdered.
You know, I thought he was murdered all along. I studied the case, the fact that nobody had went in the house, the fact that the electronic door didn't get locked, didn't open in that casino. They were saying it's some casino resort type of thing down there in Brazil. And the fact that the door didn't open means it had to happen within the house. But when I heard Gotti's brother come out and say that he thinks his brother committed suicide, because, you know, Gotti was, he was flipped out, man. Not only was he drinking, he was punchy. He was a guy that had been beat on like a bongo drum, man, in Santana. I mean, in the Santana band. It was like every song, bop, 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 he's getting the snots beat out of him, whether he won or not. Okay? And at the end of the day, I think he was punchy, and that, I think those are the residual effects of that.
Hour number one, we spoke about Tony Ferguson's in the CTE, which is like kind of like a dementia type thing that's taken onto your brain, you know, to put it simple. And I think that Gotti was suffering from some trauma. And I also think he was terrible towards women. And I don't like stories that I know were true by people that hung out with him, that were close with him, that told me some stories that I wouldn't like to share because it's really dark stuff.
You know, and I know that. But here's what's up. The bottom line was the brother thinks he hung himself. And although I didn't think it was too likely, if the brother's willing to say that, I'm willing to go with the brother. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I feel you.
I mean, he probably knows more than anything. And you know, and of course, they brought, you know, she went back. I can't think her name was Amanda, I think was her name. But she brought her kid and Gotti's kid. She brought him back to the hometown of Gotti up there in Canada. They live in Canada. It wasn't like she ran away to Brazil. She moved to Canada. Of all the things that you think she wouldn't do, she did. I mean, who would think that she would move to Canada?
Well, here's what's up. And, you know, real quick on a couple things. You know, forensics-wise, I think there was an issue with Gotti suspending his weight at the time with a purse strap. And the way his body fell, the trajectory in which he landed was kind of awkward and weird if he had, in fact, been able to do that, which I don't think he was able to do. And not to get too nuts on the subject, the will was changed a couple weeks before they went out to try to reconcile their marriage, which was falling apart. That's why they went to Brazil to begin with, her hometown, you know, country. And just a lot of shade there, man, a lot of shade.
A lot of shade there, but we have a guy that's mentally off the wall, and he's drinking. He's a stone cold alcoholic. I hate to say it, man. I know you're not supposed to speak ill of the dead, but I see Gotti at parties in Atlantic City, and I'm not talking about on the Atlantic City boardwalk. I'm talking about clubs in Atlantic City, and I see him at different clubs, and he was always spit faced. I mean, always spit faced. Not just drunk, spit faced. And if you know what spit faced means, put an H in place of the P.
Yeah, he was a partier, man. How about that story Mickey Ward told on the, the Gotti Ward trilogy documentary when he had to pick him up because he hit the Lincoln Tunnel or something like that, you know? And the cop recognized Mickey Ward's name in his phone to call Gotti, save Gotti, rather, from the situation that he was in. It's just, it's amazing, you know, how crazy some of these guys fall off the rails with their partying. I mean, it's like rock star level.
Okay. Paul Malignaggi, back to Paulie and Artem Lobov. These guys are going to hook it up in a now. This is an outdoor deal where they just use hand wraps.
I think it's just the wrist. I watched that last card, and to my knowledge, it's just keeping the wrist intact. Their knuckles are exposed. You know, brutal stuff, man. Go check out that last card. Who I just mentioned with Lobov, man. That was an insane fight. It actually was a really good fight. I mean, if you're looking for skill set, you're not really going to see that. But, man, those guys went to war.
You know, they approached me a couple of months ago regarding doing the television, this bare-knuckle stuff, and I was sort of lukewarm to it. I mean, I haven't done TV in a few years. You would think I would jump right back at the opportunity to go in and do some national television. But not, I mean, pay-per-view television. But I had to tell my buddy in Florida, I just don't think that's for me. I really don't think that's for me. Because I don't think I can sit there and put it this way. I turn my face away from some of those UFC fights when they go on when I'm at the arena, okay? So I'm not the most gory guy in the world. I don't want to see guts and glory.
You know, I have to admit, when I was watching it, I had a hard time. I had to question myself, what are you doing, Johnny? Are you going down this low now, bro? Like, you know, I mean, I've watched worse, but this was pretty bad because they all end brutally. And even if the guy doesn't get floored or knocked out, these guys' face afterwards are a complete disaster zone. I mean, Google that. Look at this guy's face after his fight. His eyes were swelled shut. He was, I think, he had like tons of stitches. I forget the exact number, but a lot of stitches, man. So it is barbaric. I don't know if it gets popular in the States. We'll see what happens. They've tried this before. Remember with big knockouts boxing where there was no ropes and they threw them on like a dime in a phone booth and they just kind of like let them go like rock and sock and robots. And then, you know, we had bare knuckles in the past. This one's a little bit more brutal because I think, again, to my knowledge and how I recollect this, is that the knuckle was exposed. So therefore, that's why you're getting these lacerations and these crazy looks after these fights.
Well, you know, the entire aspect of wearing gloves on the hands were not to protect the fighter, was to protect the hands. And when somebody told me that when I was a young kid, and I said, that doesn't make sense. And yeah, it does make sense. They're just looking to protect the hands. They can care less about the face, of course, the residual effects caused by getting stomped on. Now, Paulie Malignaggi and this guy, it's going to go, it's like 10 two-minute rounds? You know, we got the format here or what?
I believe it's 5 rounds at 2 minutes, if I recall correctly. And I'm looking things up right now, and yeah, those knuckles are exposed. The only thing that they're using is, as I remember, is just the wrist wrap so they don't break their wrists on impact, you know, or, you know, lessen the chances of that on impact. But yeah, they're totally exposed. And I believe it's a 5-round fight for a championship fight. I believe this would be a championship fight, bringing in Paulie. They got to give him some kind of belt, right? Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to watch it. I think it's going to be entertaining. But like I said, Paulie, man, he threw a lot of words out there, as he always does. He's a speaker. He's a talker.
Hey, man, speaking of throwing a lot of words and a lot of shade, what about Hector Martinez on Anthony Joshua's wife? Ooh. I mean, you don't talk about guys' wives, but she sort of put herself out there, didn't she?
Yeah, I tell you what, his phone, Andy Ruiz's phone was definitely blowing up from a lot of girls after last night, bro.
Seriously. Andy Ruiz is the World Heavyweight Champion according to the World Boxing Organization, the World Boxing Association, and the International Boxing Federation. We want to give him the props, no doubt about that. We have fat-shamed him for weeks. We'll probably continue to fat-shame him, but the bottom line is at the end of the day, he did what he had to do, and he destroyed Anthony Joshua. Don't expect any comebacks from Joshua. Joshua was a fake all along. I was wrong. I admit it. I'm eating my crow. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Text line's happening. Text the studio real quick, 415-275-1613. Once again, the text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Just a little skull, that's all. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, Alexander the Great was in action over the weekend. Devin Alexander, the former champion, of course, now 27-6. What happened with Alexander the Great, Johnny Sieg?
Ivan Redcash took him out in six rounds, man. Devin looks done. You know, I liked him. Good story. The fact that he came back again, another guy that suffered from, addiction. I think it was pain pills in his case. So he was out of the commission for a little while. Tried to make a comeback. Has not been successful. Lost a bunch of fights recently. And no disrespect to Ivan. He's a good fighter. And actually, it was a close fight before the stoppage came, which I really would call a knockout, because there was a couple times that Alexander had gone down. And he just looked totally, totally done at the end. And all the credit to Ivan Redcash now, who's 23-4-1, 18 KOs. That fight came from California last night on FS1, I believe it was.
Yeah. WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder, of course, he unbeaten, 41 fights with a draw. The current WBC title holder and the former linear world heavyweight champion. Both those guys had commented on Joshua getting drilled last night. I guess they weren't ringside, but according to Deontay Wilder, no surprise here, Joshua, wasn't a true champion. His whole career consisted of lies, contradictions, and gifts. Facts, and now we know who he was running from. Okay. Who was running from who? The worst thing you can do in life is effing quit. Ooh, okay. Tyson Fury, yeah. We have our back and forth. You know, Tyson Fury, coming off here, pretty cool. We have our ups and downs, our back and forths, but Anthony Joshua changes stars through life. Heavyweight boxing, these things happen. Rest up, recover, regroup, and come again. He ain't coming again.
I don't think so, man. I think psychologically he's going to have some issues. And now that people see that, you know, he quit technically, you know, so I'm going to say he did quit, right? Because we saw the body language. So let's not sugarcoat it. So, yeah, people know that. And they know if they could go after him and take him out and put him in deep waters and make him, you know, challenge himself mentally and physically during duress, he's going to have a hard time. And he's going to throw in the towel. And I think it's going to be worse the next time against Ruiz. They always say that you get 20% better when you win the title. And he certainly won the title. Again, it wasn't one punch. Like, I had to fight 4-2, guys. 4-2. And, of course, that Joshua went down twice in the one round. Now, you don't score, obviously, the seventh round because it never was completed. But still, I had Ruiz winning that fight. And then now you look at Joshua, you know, as a guy that is an easy guy to go after, an easy target for, like, a Deontay Wilder. You know, Deontay Wilder, if he gets in there with him, he's not going to play with his food with this guy. He's going to go right after him. And if Deontay Wilder lands one of his bombs on Joshua, oh, my goodness.
Somebody shot me a text. The soon-to-be Mrs. X, Amir Khan, was texting her ex-husband as well last night because he's going to fight July 12th in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in the King Abdullah Sports City. That's right. Khan, 33-5, 20 KOs, would take on Neeraj Goyat, 11-3 with 2 KOs, a big puncher, huge puncher, the current WBC Asia welterweight champion. The bout takes on international significance with Khan, of Pakistani heritage, facing Goyat, who's billed as India's national boxing hero. Good God, he should be arrested for impersonating a hero. Get this. Khan will reportedly earn an $8.8 million purse this fight. I told you those Arab countries throw money at Khan and Princess Mohammed for nothing, just about.
You know, they got a lot of wealth in those countries, man. You know, like, but yeah, I mean, you know, more power to him. Khan's got to think about his end game because he's someone that's taken a lot of beatings over the years now against some big punchers, you know. And as far as his wife goes and his love triangle, or
Johnny, Amir just texted me right now. The old lady's back. He's texting the old lady. The old lady's texting me. He's going to make $8 million. She's back. Joshua's a loser. He's through.
Yeah, Joshua lost a lot of money last night too in losing that belt, because those fights now with Tyson Fury and Wilder, I don't care about them. I don't even care, because what I saw from Joshua last night, he looked so confused. Pedro, you said it best in hour number one. He looked amateur, man. He looked pedestrian. He didn't look like a guy that had a game plan. He looked like a world champion outside of his physique. He didn't look like a world champion at all. I hate to bash the guy and kick the guy while he's down, but man, I learned a lot about Anthony Joshua's lack of character last night.
Intestinal fortitude, man. You got to have it. You got to want it. I mean, here's what's up. When you sort of have to bite down on your mouthpiece and look extra double hard at the referee when stuff's going bad. You hear what I'm saying? In other words, you know, this ain't going my way. You know, you don't sit there like in a confused state going, you know, I really don't care whether this fight continues or not. I'm really not, you know, I'm just, and that's just the way it was. He didn't look like he wanted to continue. When he turned his back, he put his arms up on the ropes. Who did he think he was? All that time plus the mouthpiece, let me tell you, the body language is there, and he's just not the fighter that we think he is. Bottom line is, let's talk about the light heavyweights just for a minute. This light heavyweight WBC champion, I have no idea who this guy is, but somebody sent me a local guy sent me some clips on him. He's a Uber driver. Do you know who the Russian is that holds the WBC 175-pound crown?
Are we talking about Alexander Gvozdek?
Exactly. Talk to me about this guy.
Ooh, he got some power, Pete. I want to see him go out there against the likes of Dmitry Bivol, Arthur Beterbiev. We're talking about a weight class that has some good fighters. And what I like about this weight class is that everybody, for the most part, that's worth mentioning, is on ESPN affiliated with Top Rank. So there's not going to be any issues making these fights against these, I'm going to say, studs, bro. Like, Gvozdek's got to go out there and get a name, like an Anthony Yard maybe, or a Marcus Brown. That is one of my favorite divisions in boxing right now.
Another one of those guys that looks like he would kill your mother. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, man.
But, you know, him and Oleg Usyk, speaking of Oleg Usyk, we talked about that yesterday. I think it was a steroid-related issue. Anytime you get torn triceps or torn biceps, these are injuries that just came across in the past 20, 25 years with the addition of enhancement drugs. But I can't even pronounce his name right now. This guy just had surgery on his arm. He's 32 years old. He's unbeaten. Is this a potential superstar, or is this just a Russian guy that could fight a little bit?
We're talking about Usyk?
Yeah. No, we're talking about Oleg Gvozdek.
Okay. Yeah, for Gvozdek, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if he keeps winning in the sensational way that he's winning, he looks good. He's got a lot of power, agile fighter. I want to see him against these big names. There's another guy there, Beterbiev. I think that would be an amazing fight. That's a great fight, because Beterbiev, also, he's a little bit more inactive in terms of he doesn't fight very regularly, but he said he wants to change that. They all say that. They'll see if it happens. I wish these guys would fight 3 to 4 times a year, but that's just in my perfect world, and that doesn't exist. But anyway, so Gvozdek versus Dmitry Bivol, that's a good one. And, of course, we got Kovalev still there, and he looked pretty decent his last time out. And let's not forget, Gilberto Ramirez just moved up to 175. I mean, so
why is that why does that excite me like Cheerios the next day?
Well, I tell you what, man. Like I said, any of these guys, I think, especially the unbeaten ones, they're ready to prove themselves against their, you know, fellow unbeaten opponents. And I think that's where we should start getting excited about these names. If these guys do it.
168 pounds. What's happening at 168? I mean, we thought the young kid from Southern California was really going to be the guy. David Benavidez, of course, 21-0. God knows what he's going to do next. In fact, let me check the schedule. 21 in zip, 18 KOs. Of course, had the cocaine problem. We had the fight with Jay Leon Love, won that by KO. That was in March. We haven't heard much from him since. He's a guy, because of that cocaine problem, you know, he should be. These guys with the coke problems, you want those guys fighting all the time.
Yeah, you got to keep them out of trouble.
Keep them off the blow.
That's right. Keep them out of trouble. Keep them off the streets. Keep them off the blow. 168, Callum Smith fought last night and destroyed Hassan Nadam in three rounds. Callum Smith is a good, absolutely, is a really good fighter. Powerful, fights for a tall guy, fights with great inside boxing ability, good angles, quick, fast puncher. There's another guy there, Caleb Plant, who I like, who's going to be fighting on the undercard of Thurman and Pacquiao coming up. And the aforementioned Benavidez. There's an Oscata guy there, Jose Oscata guy. That's about it for – oh, no, I'm sorry. Jürgen Brammer is also there, a German fighter. And that's about it at 168 that I can think of.
I'm going to skip 160 because that's sort of Canelo and leave that alone.
Yeah.
Sort of. All right, but 154, we've got Jaime Munguia, who looked really bad the last time. In fact, I thought he was quite fortunate to get the decision in that fight. Were you of the same opinion, or do you think he won that one?
I thought he looked terrible, and I thought he lost the fight. And it really disappointed me because I like Jaime. And maybe these guys start feeling themselves too soon. We saw it last night with Joshua, perhaps. And, 154, there's guys there. We got a rematch with Tony Harrison, with Jermell Charlo. That should be all
Julian
right.
Julian Williams. Julian.
Yeah. We got Jared Hurd, lost recently.
Not a big Jared Hurd fan. I think all those guys are doing Flintstone. I think there's a possibility all those guys from that one click there were doing Flintstone vitamins, and they sort of got popped. They didn't want to take the testing. I think the Charlo brothers are refusing to take testing. If they didn't want to take tests, you know what I tell them? I tell them they could, you know what?
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, so speaking of the Charlos, 154, Tony Harrison, God, he talked some smack. That was really ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really ugly. That was as ugly as it ever gets. Man, have you ever seen a press conference get that ugly?
I tell you what, no, that was tense. If I was there, I'd be like looking over my shoulders, looking around, because that was getting hot, bro.
It's one of those cases, folks, if you had a gun on you, you'd put it in your hand. You hear
what
I'm saying?
It was like a rap battle. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, because you want to be first on the draw here. Something's going down here, and somebody's getting shot. Okay?
Yep.
But I'm looking, let's go through 154. Munguia, Williams, Lara, Hurd, Kell Brook, I don't think so, Jesse Vargas, Tony Harrison, Brian Castrano, Jermall Charlo, Liam Smith. There's no superstars there, are there?
No. No, absolutely not. Not at this time. Even if Tony Harrison was to win the next fight, which he might, because psychologically, Charlo doesn't look too sharp after that. He had a meltdown publicly. He just looked like a very sensitive guy. And I think that Tony Harrison, the mental game is a huge percentage of what it takes to be a great boxer. But even if Tony Harrison gets past Charlo, I don't see him becoming a household name. The 147 ranks, however, we got tons of them there. 140, we got tons of them there. But 154 is a little flat for me right now.
Well, we've overdone the dog whining thing today. I would go back to that one more time. The bottom line is welterweights, 147 pounds. Got the kid from Omaha, Nebraska. Talk about Terrence Crawford, of course, unbeaten 35 fights. He's had title bus at 135, I believe 140, and now 147. Earl Spence is another title holder, 25 and zip. Manny Pacquiao, of course, 61-7-2. Sean Porter, 30-2. Danny Garcia, I'm going down here to a guy that I'm trying to get to, is Keith Thurman, 29-0. Why are so many people picking Keith Thurman to lose this fight? He's a young man. I mean, compared to Manny Pacquiao, he's 30. Manny Pacquiao's 40. That's not only 25% in years. It's like a century in boxing.
So the same reasons why people picked against Andy Ruiz last night. You just look at it. Like, I showed the picture to my girlfriend's daughter. Which guy's going to win tonight? She's like, oh, that one right there. She pointed to Anthony Joshua. It's common sense. The same thing goes, because we've seen it in the past, is that, the younger guy that's coming up takes out the older legend that's still hanging in there. But Manny Pacquiao is the exception of the rule. Manny still has his legs. He still has his angles. He still has power. And I think he still has passion. Keith Thurman, to me, doesn't have that drive, and let's face facts. He hasn't one time knocked anyone out in a while. He almost got himself knocked out in his last fight. So we see what happens, man.
Interesting. Johnny Sig, what's up with that YouTube page?
Hey, search. It's Ring Talk Worldwide on YouTube. Everyone, enjoy your Sunday. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you, Pedro, and the Sports Byline.
The undefeated lad from Las Vegas, of course, we're talking about John Signorella. You are tuned in to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel, and a plethora of other internet platforms. Bottom line is, it's great to have you here. Listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Boxing returning to ESPN next week. No doubt about that. Oscar Valdez. We're talking with the WBA 126-pound champion. Featherweight elite. No doubt about that. 25 and zip. 20 KOs. Of course, as I said, the star, the man that holds the WBO belt. Oscar Rafael Valdez Fierro. 28 years old. Good-looking fighter. Taking on, of course, an equally good-looking fighter in Jason Sanchez, 14 and zip. That's going down at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. That's next week. The Reno Sparks Convention Center, I got in trouble there doing television because, take that back, I was doing television across town, and we were pumping up the fight the next night on pay-per-view, okay? So they said to me, hey, what do you think of Reno? I said, you know, Reno, I think it's a one-trough town, blah, 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 blah. The guy got all upset at me, like, barked at me the next day, and, of course, then I barked at him the next day when I went on the air, and they said to me, what do you think of Reno, Pedro? I said, hey, Reno, where men are men? And I looked around, and so are most of the women. I sort of got my vengeance there. Of course, they fired me, and I never worked there again. I'm just kidding. Bottom line is, it was a good relationship up until the end. So we got Oscar Valdez going next week. That's on ESPN and ESPN Plus. You want to check that out. If you got the app, I guess you got a lot of good fights going because you got the UFC rocking and rolling on ESPN Plus for the most part and ESPN. So, you know, you've got combat sports galore. You've got ESPN Boxing, Bob Arum and his Top Rank team, of course, signed that mega contract with Top Rank and expect them to deliver. They're going to deliver Tyson Fury soon. That's right, Tyson Fury. Now, he's fighting a guy like me and expect him to lick that guy like a stamp, okay? But, you know, he's going to have one easy fight here because the other guys had their easy fights as well. But the easy fight that Anthony Joshua had, well, it didn't turn out that way. In fact, right now, you know, Andy Ruiz deserves to be sitting on top of the world. But, Andy, don't eat anymore, please. And I know I know you're the heavyweight champion of the world, recognized by the WBO and other sanctioning bodies, but still, man, you're hard to look at. And I may be alienating a lot of fat people, but when I look at the heavyweight champion of the world, at least I want him to be somewhat in shape. I think you're in shape, but not physically. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 211. So next time, peace, love, lots of respect. My executive producer, the one and the only, Scott Cuddy. Until next time, you know this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.